code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. It is September the 28th, 2007. Newcomers, I always ask to look into my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, for lots of free downloadable talks I've given over the years on other radio programs, a few television programs as well. And you can also download transcripts of my talks down to your printer. In the languages of Europe, it's alanwattsentinel.eu. We are watching this big exercise get ready to take place in the next couple of weeks, really. But I think it's the 15th of October. The Joint Jurisdictional Task Forces, the Multi-Jurisdictional Task Forces, Northern Command, NORAD, the whole lot, everything under Homeland Security, a combined effort with Canada, the US, and a few other countries, all going into action to try out how they can keep total control over entire populations in time of crisis. For information on some of this, such as the avian flu, which is a big part of this too, they're going to see if they can contain cities, entire cities from moving, perhaps. Look into pandemicflu.gov and avianflu.gov for more details on what they're planning. Because it's all in there, all the combined state, federal, local, and tribal police departments, various military organizations of all types, some of which I've never heard of before, and some of which may be even new, plus civilian groups, NGOs, are all going to be involved in this, including the criminal justice system are going to be involved, the prison system is going to be involved, which makes me think they're going to try to see if they could actually move people towards prisons in large numbers. Where else would you put people who were infected, for instance? You want to put them somewhere away from the rest of the public and somewhere where you could guard them very, very well. And I think that's why the prison industry is also involved in all of this. There's so much going on, so much to do with all of this. Why are the organizations, the governmental organizations, going full steam ahead at trying to tie down entire countries, a whole continent, in fact, of North America? Is it just to test their strength, to test what we would do and how they would react to our freaking out should something disastrous happen? Or is it simply to get us all trained along the pathway of doing what we're told, not thinking in times of crisis and emergency? I think it's all of that, in fact. It's a huge psychological test as well. I'll be back after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about the upcoming October exercise, huge exercise to be carried out in Canada and the States, with other countries joining in. Britain and some European countries too are doing a similar exercise to try and, as I say, contain whole populations. Because the first thing people will do if they hear of a plague coming or an outbreak in a certain area is to try to flee and get away from them. And of course, under NATO Charter, it's all been signed by every participating country, all of these countries, US, Canada, etc., they've all agreed to contain whole populations within cities due to an infection or even the contamination from a nuclear fallout occur, and anyone trying to leave those areas during such times is to be shot on sight. Whole groups of people were trying to get out to be bombed from the air, from helicopters with CS gas. That's official. That's the NATO plan. And that was signed back in the early 70s. It's still in operation today. So this whole containment type exercise to do with terror everywhere, I think, is also part of the coming plagues, which they will use as the most efficient method for gradually bringing down a population and making sure that everyone obeys during this fear type scenario. But October, I don't like the month October, because look down through history at all the big revolutions that happen in October, like the Red Revolution. They do love October because October is the month for the Orionids, the meteor shower that comes around from the direction of Orion, not from Orion, but from that direction. And it's always been used in the high occult for advancing wars, etc., big changes. And it's not UFOs hiding behind them either, as some talk show hosts always bring out every year, which if you tune into some of them, I'm sure you know who I mean. They always mention, oh, there's UFOs hiding behind these meteor showers, these strange meteor showers. Well, there's nothing strange about them. They happen every year in October. And don't let the Mickey be pulled out of you. However, to use October for such an exercise is rather ominous. Now, I think we have Robert from New York on the line. Are you there, Robert?
Hello?
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Alan. Yes, thanks for taking my call. I'm just calling because I had heard on one of your blurbs almost a year ago now how you were against, how you heard from young people that they were using psychedelic substances to achieve enlightenment or understanding or whatnot, and that you were pretty much against that as an avenue for understanding. And I was wondering if that still remains to be in your case.
Well, I don't care really what other people do, but I do know that Britain, for instance, has run what you think of as the New Age since they gave us the New Age. And MI5 and MI6 have come out officially and admitted they put out Aleister Crowley to start the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis, and to start pushing the use of drugs for alternate experiences. It was part of a guise and a plan. And we also know from Peter Wright, for instance, who worked for MI5 and who wrote the book Spycatcher, who was put on trial for disclosing a lot of information when Maggie Thatcher was in power. Peter Wright also talked about that they had been trying different psychedelic drugs to find if they could drug the whole population, especially the youth, who would be so fascinated by all their alternate experiences that they wouldn't really care what was happening in real life around them. And that actually does happen. I do remember the drug scene back in the 70s. I was at the tail end of the 60s. I remember that too. Some of my friends died with it. I saw friends walk out windows and drop two floors to their deaths. I saw people who never recovered from LSD trips who were then diagnosed with drug-induced schizophrenia for life. I also know in post-mortem that if you go into the ventricles of the brain and heavy drug users, even cannabis too, you'll find that they have been expanded and the cells round about them have died off. And you've got to ask yourself, why would the big boys at the top be pushing these particular methods on the young? That's your first clue that there's something wrong when they're pushing it. When LSD first came out, there were limos going around the big universities in Britain and in the States throwing garbage bags full of free LSD to get it all started up. And that came from big drug companies. We find, too, that you'll find Victor Rothschild, who was a scientist, he was a physicist, who was in charge of porting down bacterial, viral, and chemical warfare facilities for England. In fact, he ended up being in charge of the whole security at the tail end of the Cold War over all the organizations. He was personally experimenting using LSD on agents, on MI5 agents, and Peter Wright also wrote about that. So when the big boys push it, you've got to ask, what are they really up to? And I've seen enough strung-out people, as I say, yeah, they could go wow, wow, wow about all their experiences, and they were totally oblivious to the real things that were happening around them, including their own lives going down the tubes. But as far as anybody wanting to use it themselves, that really is up to them. Up to them. Yeah.
And may I ask one more question?
Uh-huh.
What do you see the role of the mental health field in this agenda?
Oh, the mental health field, it's incredible. That's a very good question, because since the birth of psychiatry, you'll find the eugenics movement really was founded within psychiatry itself, because psychiatry, from its very inception, came up with the idea of eliminating inferior types. They put everything down, all mental problems, diseases, and so on, to hereditary factors initially, and mental retardation, schizophrenia, manic depression, all these things, dominant genes passed on through the generations. So their whole point was to try. They wanted the right in every country to sit on the boards of government and implement their strategy to try and detect all these things within people and sterilize them. And you find the whole psychiatric profession pretty well in Germany. Nazi Germany became Nazis. They did join the party, and they were all for it because the Nazi ideology went right in line with their thinking already, which was to sterilize what they called the unfit, those with inferior genes, dominant genes, and those that carried mental illness. But also they wanted to use psychiatry to train whole populations to be supermen, the ubermensch. And we find that it's never changed. Psychiatry is a big player, and they have demanded seats in governmental agencies in advisory capacities, especially to implement their own agendas for early detection at school. And with the new age movement to come in and to be blended, according to Gorbachev, towards a new civilization, they do want the right to start to stop the breeding of what they call inferior types with mental problems, or the possibility that they're carriers of recessive type genes.
So it's evolving back to the Nazi way of kind of just basically segregating these people and eliminating them?
Yes, there's no doubt about it. I don't tout any religion. I'm very skeptical of all major religions, including the ones that are even trying to compete with psychiatry. But I will say this, that the Christian Scientists, it could have been the Scientology movement, they did put out an excellent video on the history of eugenics tied in with psychiatry. At the end, they touted their own belief system, certainly, but during the rest of the whole movie, they did put in the facts, the people involved, the names, and all the ridiculous thing that psychiatry has done in the past. All those silly things like dunking people into cold water to shock them out of schizophrenia. That was all called a science not too long ago. Before the big heavy tranquilizers came in, the Lergactyl, chlorpromazine, phentazine types all came into play. They used to give them Croton's oil to all mental patients in hospitals, and that simply was a massive laxative. The idea being they were so exhausted with diarrhea and at the toilet they couldn't run around and cause any problems. That was called a science up until the 1950s, you know. So it's really voodoo. Most psychiatry is voodoo. But the big play for psychiatry is for mind control, no doubt about it. The CIA, MI6, are heavily involved and always have been with top psychiatrists who have used the mental hospitals for big experiments on the people within, experiments eventually that were to be used on whole populations without. Yeah.
Unbelievable, Alan. Well, I appreciate your elaboration, and if I can ever get a donation out to you when some money comes in, I definitely will.
I'd appreciate that, too. Thanks.
All right. Take care now.
Bye now. But, yeah, people should check into the psychiatric industry. I think that video was called Psychiatry and Industry of Death. And you'll find the names of the top eugenicists were psychiatrists. And they were all in bed with the Nazi Party, which is still alive and well. We'll be back after the following messages.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody
knows. Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and just touching on how psychiatry has been in bed with mind control from the very beginning. It wasn't just MKUltra sponsored by the CIA in cahoots with the Canadian government who gave them permission to test certain techniques of psychic driving on people. In Canada, it was all over the U.S. and Canada and Britain, the psychiatric hospitals, especially the top consultant psychiatrists, were passing information and doing little experiments on individual patients and sending the information back. So what you do in the microcosm, you use on the macrocosm, which is the whole population eventually. Now, I think we have Ben from Maryland on the line. Are you there, Ben? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Ben.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not so bad.
How's Hamish?
Oh, he's doing good, yeah.
That's good. I know you don't like to talk about current events so much, and I understand that, but I'm curious about the media, which is pushing the situation in Burma or Myanmar a lot right now. I was wondering if you thought that in a way that's fueling the Hegelian dialectic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the media is always involved in the dialectic. Whatever they give you, they'll always give you two experts, one for either side, knowing the public will pick one or the other and then parrot them. It's as simple as that. The media's main job is to distract you with and lead you into certain ways of viewing what's coming up next to get your mind ready for it. It prepares your mind for the next thing that's coming. But
so what
listen,
was
let's be honest here, most media today is nothing but trivia and entertainment.
I see. So what would you say that the synthesis would be in this case?
For this particular case of... Which case now?
If the Myanmar situation being pushed by the media is one aspect of the Hegelian dialectic, what would be the synthesis of it?
I'm not really sure. I haven't... I'm not really certain of the topic there. I had a train going by, too, in my other ear, but... Most of it's really for you to simply expect an outcome down the road. It really doesn't matter which outcome it is, but you expect something to be done about things. That's what the media's job is, to get you geared up for something, and you'll want something to be done by the government. And sure enough, NGO groups come out at the end of it pretending to speak for you with their ready-made answers on how you all are backing them on whatever it is they demand. Governments, that's how the Soviet Union was run. We are now run in the exact same manner as the Soviet Union. The Soviets meant ruled by councils. These were NGOs with the top people appointed by the Soviet government who pretended to demand things on behalf of the public because of whatever was written in the newspapers. So first they put out the stories. The people say, oh, something must be done. The NGOs go forward and demand what they want done. And the governments are so happy to take that from them. That's exactly what they wanted to hear. And they put the laws on the books. That's what most of the news is today, outside of the trivia and entertainment.
Yeah, you said there was some deeper meaning to O.J. Simpson coming back in the media again?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is it just that it's the trick of using the same old person again to distract the public, or is there more to it?
Oh, I'm sure there's more to it. They do like someone who is involved in some horrific type of murder, who gets away with it. Because remember, in the high occultic system, anything is allowed as long as the person does it craftily, with cunning, and can get away with it. That's what they appreciate. It shows you that they're above the laws of ordinary mortals. So it's got something to do with that, I'm sure. But the last time, remember, I mean, there's 7 billion people on the planet. And here they have you fixated for months and months, almost 9 months the last time, every day O.J. Simpson. And the whole world has been affected in other ways, which they would not tell you about. A great distraction. And it's even more fascinating that the gullible public will take items like this and parrot it forever. It's just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all I can say about O.J.
Well, thanks a lot.
Or Paris Hilton, for that matter. Who cares?
Yeah.
These are just trivia stories outside sports and trivia. There's very little news. The news really is just little orders coming from government, and the media tells you what they are. That's all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I have one more question that's off topic.
Go ahead.
Before you had mentioned a British lord who had written about the plan for Israel and Zionism and said that it would become the new, and I can't remember which Irish city you compared it to, or he compared it to.
Ulster.
Said that it, you know, essentially be the new wedge, create the wedge in the Middle East that they needed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was Sir Ronald Storrs, Storrs. Yeah.
RRS.
Yeah, he eventually, I think, was put up to a lord when he married one of the royalty himself.
But okay, if I wanted to find that, where would I be able to look? Do you know?
You have to look at the book called Orientations.
Orientations?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
thanks. And that was, he wrote that himself, and he was lieutenant governor for Palestine in the for the whole of the 1930s. Yeah. And Ulster is, I'll talk about that when I come back from the other side of these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix. And just before I leave the last caller, Sir Ronald Storrs said in his book, he said, now remember, he was in charge of Palestine on behalf of Britain. He brought in the refugees. He oversaw all of the top refugee leaders. He knew them all personally. And he said, we have successfully put in a new Ulster in a hostile territory. Now, that's exactly what they did with Ireland. Britain did the same with Ireland and they put in a different people, mainly high Scottish Presbyterians into Northern Ireland, and they were the overseers of the area. They were not Catholic, as most of the people were, and that created dissension right away, and so they became a form of Israel, you might say, and they were used for the same purpose for centuries right up into modern times. So this technique is not new. It's been used before. It was also used in ancient times in the Middle East, where various leaders would remove whole populations and put them into another country, sometimes as overseers to another people. to create dissension and hatred. That kept the heat off of the people behind them, the kings and queens who now ruled over those countries. It's an old, old technique. So that's the story of Sir Ronald Storrs. Now I think we have Robert. Is Robert in New York there? Hello? Robert, New York? Okay, how about Tim in California? Yep.
Hello?
Hello, Tim.
Is this Alan?
Yep.
Yes, hi. I've got kind of a different question for you here. Probably one that you're not used to getting. Anyways, I'll get to it. It's a personal question about myself. excuse me, this is a little tough. Since probably the age of 12 years, since I was 12 years old, wherever I would go, I would be followed, not on the ground, but in the air, with small types airplanes. I first started to notice this wherever I would go. I've moved to a more rural kind of area now, and it still continues. When anybody ever comes to visit, I see the same little plane, and at nighttime I can see the little navigational lights, so I know where they are, just circling around constantly. There's four or five of them I can see at night. Combine this with the fact the first day I moved into my new place here, there was a massive jet that flew 500 feet over my house, going about 300 miles an hour, all painted blue, all on the bottom, just flies right over. And I also noticed when these little planes fly around, they fly around in coordination with the jets, sometimes they fly real low. And it's just the most bizarre thing. I've talked to quite a few people about it, and most people in my family don't believe that it's really going on. I figure if there's one person that might know what this is, and maybe any suggestions for me, it's probably you. So I'll go ahead and just get your input on this.
Well, I do know that some people have done studies on this kind of scenario, like Eleanor White. Eleanor White at raven.com or .ca, perhaps, I think she is.
Uh-huh.
Raven.ca. Now, we do know that the government agencies certainly do pick individuals and test them for sometimes a good part of their life, doing the most bizarre things to them.
Yeah.
In order to see how they respond to these bizarre situations. Did it drive them crazy? Did they adapt to it? Did they get used to it? And they certainly have disclosed information in the past on that very thing, either following people, bumping into them, making sure the victim knows that they're being followed, but then studying their reactions to it all to see if they can drive them crazy. Because these are all psychological tests. They're always gathering data. Because if you represent the average individual, you'll react the same way as the average person will in bizarre situations that are continuous. So it's very possible for some reason or other you have been targeted and for observation purposes, just for data collection.
Okay, and what was I going to say? You think from a young age maybe there was something about me that they chose me for some reason maybe?
It could be. It could even be that you represent the average person. That alone could actually do it. That's why they do psychological evaluations at school. They now admit they all go to federal agencies and they go over them. So if you're perhaps an average person.
Other thing I've noticed is something you talked about one time when you pick up your phone and you haven't made a call.
Yeah.
And the line's constant, but no one's called you and you haven't called anyone.
Yeah.
I notice that quite often, too.
Yes.
What would be the purpose of that? I live alone, so why would they want to... You know, like, I have no one to talk. You see what I'm saying? Like, how would that figure in? Like, do you want
to... Once again, even though you have no one to talk to, if you're being observed, you'll also probably have bugs in your house or little tiny cameras even, and you could be part of an experiment. They have done lots of experiments like this over the last 60, 70 years.
Really? Okay. Is there anyone you could put me in contact with?
I would go in to check out Eleanor White's website. It's raven.ca.
Okay.
Because she's done a lot of stuff. She's got in touch with scientists from Russia, the Soviet side, and the U.S. side.
Okay.
Who have been involved in psychotronic-type warfare, all of that kind of thing, MK Ultra. She is in touch with some of the people who went through the experimentation for MKUltra.
Now, specifically, what agencies would you suppose this is? Because this happens when I go from state to state. I've noticed it when I've been out of the country. Uh-huh. Wherever I go, what would this be?
Well, it'd be a high PSYOPs. See, they have so many different alphabet soup agencies, some with massive clearance, way above even the regular CIA. Mm-hmm. Even in Britain, you hear about MI6, but you don't realize there's also the Secret Service, and you cannot join the Secret Service unless you are an aristocrat or the offspring of an aristocrat. So, and they have passes that override all other agencies. So
right.
It'll be a very high PSYOPs agency, I'm sure.
Would I ever be able to get to the bottom of something like this?
Probably not, actually.
I'll just have to live with it, I suppose, and just do the best I can.
Live with it, and the best thing is simply to ignore it. Yep.
Okay. I think there was one. Oh yeah, the other thing I noticed is it's in coordination with local, police helicopters and all that. Because I'll notice I'll get up at 3 a.m. and I can hear, you know, they're using infrared. I can tell because I'm going from one room to another, and I hear it just come in swarming, and then they're just gone. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways. In some respects, it's been a more of an eye opener having this happen to me because it opened me up to a whole nother level of everything else that's going on, and it got me into listening to your website. Mm-hmm. So I know there's other people out there going through this.
Oh, there are.
If any of those people are out there listening, just know you're not the only one dealing with a situation like this, and keep your head up and just do the best you can. That's because that's what I'm doing here. So
that's right.
Anyways, if you could maybe. Where I used to live, in Orange County. I moved into a more rural area about 100 miles from there. And if you could do a show or just a little bit on Orange County, because it's one of the weirdest places. I've lived there pretty much most of my life.
Well, Orange is a very important name because William of Orange, of course, came into Britain to start the Protestant takeover, in a sense. But the House of Orange is actually a royal house. And that's where the Hague for the United Nations is set. That's where the World Court is. It's got diplomatic status. It's got sovereign right status, that actual county in the Hague over in Holland. So anywhere called Orange County is also part of their ownership. They'll own that too, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Just one more question, because I'm sure there's other people that want to call in. Now, if I definitely noticed the planes, and I have noticed with the jets too, in coordination, I'll hear the little bzzz, little plane, and then a jet, and then a plane, and all specifically timed together like military timing.
Yeah.
My question is, why wouldn't they just use UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles? Why are they using like big jets and things like that? Why would they put such expense into something?
Expense
well, I'm just one
is nothing.
Person.
You got to realize that money's a farce, and the guys at the top print it. And these guys have unlimited financial budgets. A lot of these jets, they're equipped with so much high-tech gear, way ahead of what the public are ever aware of.
Yes.
Because the sciences are much more evolved, much further ahead than we're told. It's no problem to spend billions and billions on one little plane. So money is irrelevant to them at that level.
I also notice I have a satellite radio I like to listen to and listen to music and stuff. When the jets come over and the planes come over, that shorts out, and then all of a sudden, when they come back over again, it goes back on. So whatever they're using, it's involved with the satellites, too.
It will also, yes, and also involve scalar-type weaponry. Now, they have tested out this on the public via satellites, pulsations, scalar-type pulsations, so it's very possible they're trying it out on you, and you will represent what will eventually be the majority of the general public. You'll react the same way, and you'll be a guinea pig, and that's probably the reason for it.
You think it's smart that I'm putting the word out there? You think this is probably the best thing I can do because it's not the easiest thing to do, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
But you think it makes sense? Call, you know what I mean?
There are groups out there. As I say, Eleanor White will put you in touch with
yeah.
them.
I mean, do you think it makes sense to come on the air like this? I mean, putting myself more in danger, you think?
Not at all. It means you haven't cracked up. You don't sound crazy.
Yeah.
And you're not making excuses for it, and you're not saying that you're ultra special,
yeah.
which some people will think. So you're thinking still in a logical fashion, and no doubt you're some kind of guinea pig for some of this weaponry.
I also noticed just one more thing here. At night, I'll see constantly what appear to be stars, but they're not. And I know they're not satellites because you can tell it's in our atmosphere here. Uh-huh. Going along, and then they kind of flash up, and then they're gone. Or if it's not at the right angle, like, you'll see it coming along, and you'll see, like, it looks like a star just moving along.
How long have you seen these?
How long have I seen these for? At least for the past 5 years.
Okay.
The stars, anyways. I've noticed this whole other situation.
Do you have my phone number?
I don't have your phone number, no.
If you could maybe give your phone number to the engineer.
Yeah, sure.
I'll put you off.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call.
Okay. Is he going to come on when we...
Yeah, that's something I want to tell you about that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
Righto.
Okay, Alan, thank you.
Now, Ed in New Jersey, are you there? Hello, Ed?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. You were talking about viruses before. I just got a book here recently, and I wanted to comment, about this book. It's about the Plum Island off of Long Island, the laboratory there, and there was a connection between Lyme disease and West Nile virus.
Yep.
Christopher Carroll wrote this called Lab 257.
Yeah.
And very disturbing about this island that's off of Long Island.
Yep.
And we got a problem in New Jersey with Lyme disease and what like that. And it seems like this this laboratory, this is where it came from.
Actually, it came from Canada. What they did was Canada leads the world in bacterial and viral warfare and with the use of Lyme's disease. Canada developed this in 1944. If you look into the book, it's called Deadly Allies, and it's put out by a Canadian author who worked for the Toronto Sun. It's all declassified government documentation in the book. The photocopies of the original documents are in his book. And they sent the stuff down to Plum Island, but they also spread it during the war on deer in Alberta. They sprayed it over them, and the deer were carrying it initially with the infected ticks. But now Lyme's disease has been modified further, you're quite right, and it can be carried by mosquito now. Now, it's interesting that Canada Bellwood Laboratories in Ontario still supplies Plum Island and other places with these what they call heavy bomber mosquitoes. They're big mosquitoes, especially bred because it's the loading dose of the initial infection that will decide if it takes on the victim or not. So the more viruses there are in the initial bite, the more it will take off on the victim. So Canada is in cahoots with the U.S., always has been actually, and they've been testing it on different members of the populations, first in Alberta, and then, as you say, down your area too. You're quite right.
Yeah, well, the book mentions West Nile virus, but it said here that it really started in this in the area of Plum Island.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently they were doing. I haven't finished the book, but it's very disturbing. I can't continue it all the time because it's really this island, a laboratory here, had a lot of problems also.
Yes, I know. Well, what happens is, say, Canada has admitted in that book, but declassified from the government, they first spread out into the deer in Alberta, but they also gave some to the laboratories in the U.S. and Plum Island, and some deer down there were being experimented with, and they could swim across to the mainland from Plum Island, and that's how it started spreading into the state. Yeah.
Is there a book out on the Canadian laboratories?
Yes, it's called Deadly Allies.
Okay.
And it's called Canada's Secret War. It's put out by an author who worked for the Toronto Sun. And all he uses in that book is declassified government documents. There's no speculation involved. It's all admitted to.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Right, bye now.
Now we have Mike in New York. Are you there, Mike?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Alan.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. A couple of questions. You previously stated that the English language was basically invented in the 1500s.
As we know it. If we look further back, you get Chaucer and so on.
I recall reading Chaucer as a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah.
And in what I believe was the original.
Yeah.
And after a bit of practice, it was fairly intelligible as English, and that was written in the 1300s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if it really was the original, it's you could actually read it if you read German.
Well,
it's like cold and wintry Nacht, you know.
I was led to believe it was the original.
It probably was.
You know what I mean? Like the Penguin Classics type of thing, you know?
Yeah, I've seen the later ones.
Yeah.
And believe you me, that they leave some parts in, but a lot of it they changed. But
okay,
it's the actual original.
You think it was probably a translation or an update?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Most of them are. Even the ones that you think are old when you read them at first because it seems so different.
Well, why
you go to the original one, and if you read German, you have no problem reading it at all.
Why would they leave it, assuming it was an update, why would they leave in the archaic phraseology?
They only leave some of it in.
Well, this is...
And the parts they leave in, are typically Masonic.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting. Even the nun's tale and so on.
Yeah. One more question, please, Alan, if you could hold me over.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'll back after the following messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutrition minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed.
Cutting through the matrix. And just to finish off with Mike, you have one more question, Mike? Hello, Mike?
Hello?
Yeah, you got one more question?
Yes, please, Alan. A question about the movies. If the powers that be control all aspects of the media, like especially Hollywood, why would they allow a movie like The Matrix that essentially exposes the whole game to be produced?
Because it also, if you listen to children's points of view, they actually are intrigued by the thought of being in a computer program and actually fighting and winning from the inside. To that, to them, that's attractive. What's also important is it gets them used to something plugging into the back of the head.
Okay.
Lo and behold, we find out now they have got this chip that will be placed in that exact location.
Okay, that's fine for the children, but what about the adults that...
Most of the adults during the phase that they phase it in, I'm sure, won't have to take it. Many will take it anyway, because they'll get fantastic sexual fantasies and all that. That's how they'll sell it. But the rest, they don't really care about. They always go for the next up-and-coming generation.
But I would have thought that they might have introduced the the chip in the back of the head type of thing without exposing the fact that humanity are drones.
Yeah. Well, first they've got to sell the idea to make the public want it. We must always want their next step.
Yeah.
And they reacquiesce. That way, it's much easier to handle us. And for their own laws, because they have a set of laws at the top, we must acquiesce to every change that they bring along. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, Alan, thanks.
Thanks. Now, the last caller is Kirk in California. Are you there, Kirk?
Here, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
Go ahead, yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, it's kind of breaking up. It's not real clear. Just wanted to make one comment on the one caller that was calling about the observations where he feels like he's being watched and testing and stuff. When I was a child, I was probably about 5 or 6 years old, and I grew up in Southern California, Los Angeles area. Excuse me. And they used to give us all these random tests, and one test in particular, for whatever reason, really I was good at, I had an acuity for, and that was... It was a block-like test that had colored patterns on it, and they would give you a image, and they would give you random blocks, and you would have to recreate the image. And for whatever reason, I had the ability to do that really quickly. And unfortunately for me, that really spawned on more testing, and I ended up at UCLA, and they were doing more testing, and probably to the age of about 6 and a half. So about a year and a half of on-again, off-again testing.
Yeah.
And until it got to the point where it was really annoying, but they really wouldn't let it go. They always would want me to be in these little programs or little groups or, to be and try to give you some kind of treat for it or to make it special. But it wasn't until I actually got really would misbehave very bad until they actually left me alone with that.
Uh-huh.
And that was... I think back on it now, it's very, very strange.
Yeah, well, they've been doing this on a big scale for specific reasons and testing different individual character types, which they can then use on bigger populations. But thanks for calling. Well, for me and Hamish is a dog, by the way, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you. With recent